You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
It is Friday, January 6th, 2017, and this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. My name is Greg Sussman, joined as always by the King, Scott Angle, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, Tony Cincata as well. Super duper fun show for you this morning, because today on the program we will be joined by Chase Outlaw.
Who the hell is that?
That's not very nice.
I don't know who it is.
Chase Outlaw is a professional bull rider.
Bull rider.
Professional bull rider.
I mean, he does it for a living.
You chewing gum?
Yeah. Is that okay with you, Greg?
It's not really. It doesn't sound great.
Huh? It doesn't?
No.
You was chewing gum the other day.
It didn't sound great.
No. I just want to let you know that I learned it. I learned it by watching you.
Yeah, it didn't sound
good. Good morning, Gregory.
Yeah, I learned it by watching you, Dad. He's a professional bull rider. They open the season tonight. Madison Square Garden. All weekend long they'll be here. Chase Outlaw in studio with us this morning.
So they have a season.
They do.
All right.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have a Super Bowl.
You can ask Chase all about it.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Come at 9 a.m. Yeah. Is Mike Lyon? It's Friday. We will crown a champion. I wasn't here last week. Who won?
What was it? Was it Corey last week?
I think
week?
It was me.
Yeah. The fantasy executive is hot. He won the weakest link yesterday. He won Is Mike Lyon for the first time last week. Things are going up.
I'm not sure if I didn't win, though.
I think you did. Yes, you did.
I'm used to winning, so.
Right. Well, not these games, but that's okay. It's my line this week. Corey, we were having a little draft this morning. You have
Yeah, I'm going to get that set up now.
Okay.
I can't log on to the damn computer.
Well, I can't help you there. Well, here on this program, Malcolm Brogdon, Greg Monroe, Scott, you talk to them. Good morning to you, my friend.
Yes, good morning, fellas, and a very interesting night in the NBA. We had a trade unofficially go down. Kyle Korver to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and a friend Tony spent a lot of time watching the game of the night with Harden and Westbrook. Westbrook coming up with his third best point total of his career. Harden gets the victory, though, and I got to tell you why it's so much fun to watch a guy like James Harden. It's like they double teamed him on the right side of the key last night, and he threw it behind his back to Ryan Anderson to hit a three pointer. So a fun night in the NBA.
There you go, Tony. Good morning.
How are we doing? We got a big weekend coming up. We got games tonight in the NBA, and of course, we have a guy from the rodeo.
We got the guy, the professional rodeo bull rider. Is in the house.
Chase, I think it's one of the greatest names got to be ever, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's Chase Outlaw. Like,
that's
if you're
right.
going to be in a rodeo, that's the name to have.
Okay. He's no Dick Hammer, but Chase Outlaw is a good one.
No Dick Hammer, but Chase Outlaw, it'll work, right? It'll work. So, that comes your way, 9 a.m. Eastern. We'll talk, we'll do this draft coming up later,
up.
A little bit later on. The fantasy executive is going to set it up for us. Talk a little baseball as well. I have a little game to play that we'll get to that, an interesting category. Scotty, before we get, though, to this game that Corey is setting up for us, I know you wrote an article in the AP describing all the different games that we can play this weekend and how to choose. So I wanted to throw it to you to open up the show because we got four wild card weekend games. It kicks off tomorrow, 4:30 or so. Very excited. Not for that game, but in general, should be a fun weekend. But if I want to play fantasy, what do I do? Where do I go? And how do I do it?
Yeah, there's really different ways to do it if you want to get in a fantasy playoff league. And you can read my syndicated column in the Associated Press today. You'll find the newspapers across the country representing Fantasy Sports Network. It's the first thing, obviously, you need to know the scoring system and the rules because, you know, all of these games are different. And, you know, wherever you play. And, you know, of course, you know, as we well know from this show, you want to have a combination of the players you think advance to the Super Bowl, play the most games. You know, the draft formats are very popular. And they actually host them on MyFantasyLeague.com. You can actually host a playoff-type draft on MyFantasyLeague.com. You can either do your own rules so that they have like a suggested pre-packaged set of rules that you can go with. Then there's the one that we've played a lot on former platforms where the contest-style leagues where they use a player only once. So you might want to like conserve your Patriots for like, say, a conference championship game or the Super Bowl. Then if you want to play for free, you're kind of new to this, or you know, it's just like you don't want to pay money to do this. NFL.com for several years has a has their playoff challenge. It's pretty much a standard lineup. It is non-PPR, so that's a distinction for the NFL.com playoff challenge. It's a standard lineup, quarterback, two wide receiver, tight end, kicker, and defense. The caveat with this one is that there's multipliers. So say, you know, you get Odell Beckham Jr., and he advances to the second round. For every game that he's on your roster, you multiply it. So he gets two times the amount of points in the divisional round. And then to say they advance to the conference championship, he would get three times the points for that game and then four times the points for the Super Bowl. And also, uniquely, what you can do is you can take a player for who has on a bye, say like Julian Edelman. You won't get any points for the first week, but you'll be guaranteed double points for the second round. So there's a lot of strategy going on with a game like that. And if you want to play like high stakes for it, though, the NFFC also has a multiplier game as well with a $75,000 grand prize. The lineups are two quarterbacks, three running backs, four wide receivers, and flexes. This is 6 points for a passing touchdown and 1 point for a PPR, so remember that. And My Fantasy League and Real Time Fantasy Sports have the postseason shootout with a $50,000 grand prize, 12-team draft style, 20-player rosters, so select a roster for the playoffs, and you cannot have more than two players from any team, which is kind of like what we the exercise that we ran through yesterday. So those are pretty much like the primary options you have for playing. Of course, a lot of people get together and do a playoff draft or these contest style, and My Fantasy League is probably a prime spot to go if you want to do your own thing and house your own thing with your friends or your coworkers.
The NFL.com, though, the one difference between that, like the NFFC also limits the number of players you can have on the same team. The NFL.com, I love the setup, and I think it's easy to use, and I love the scoring system. But the only negative I have it is if you believe that, like, the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl, you just throw in all the Patriots, right? And you get four or five times all the way there, and you don't get, like, an Odell Beckham who could be out one game or an Antonio Brown. So it's really counter productive, I think, to have multiple guys there. I think if you're going to try to win a championship, you're going to put multiple guys from the same team. I think the NFFC, they limit to one player in the first round, and then you're able to add, I think, in the second round, players from another team. But they have a limit. I don't care, remember, if it's one or two as far as players that you can put on each team. I wish everyone had a limit there, because then we'd have to space things out, and that's the one negative I have on the NFL.com. I think the setup's great. I think if you get to play at a league with your friends, it's the easiest one to play on.
Yeah, and the interesting thing on NFL.com, though, and if you listen to Rusty's Fantasy with me and Rusty Rao, Rusty was very upset in his high-stakes format about how, like, when the offense is on the field, the they'll turn the ball over, and the defense will get points, and it'll go against your defense that you're starting. In NFL.com playoff challenge, they actually eliminate that.
Yeah, we've eliminated that in our league as well. Yeah. We made sure that didn't happen. The only point that went against the defense would be the extra point, because the defense is on the field for that. So we've eliminated that as well. Corey, what is going to be the rules for our game?
We're doing a draft.
Okay.
It's going to be five teams, right? It's going to be 16 rounds.
Okay.
All right. Florio, you're playing. Florio's down there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Florio, you're playing. You'll be person number five.
He's number five.
And then the we're just drafting, and then the lineups will optimize. Once we finish here, Greg, you don't have to do anything else.
I like
best
that.
Ball.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I don't touch anything.
You don't have to touch nothing. You can watch reality TV.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Are there going to be rules you're going to tell me about that we're going to have to do? Or we're just going by what Scott told us?
similar to what Scott told us. I'm inviting franchise owners.
Oh, that's me.
Yep, you're going to get one of these emails.
Oh, I'm very...
PPR league?
Yeah, this would be a point per reception.
What time we start this?
I don't know.
Is it important, Scott? What time we start? Is that important to you?
Yeah, it is important to me. I like to plan and schedule things. I'm that type of person.
mentally ready?
Yeah, it's going to be mentally ready for us.
I'd say at some point, I'm just going to say go, and we're going to do it.
Right, because, you know, during the break...
Yes.
I might be working on something else, but if I know what time we start drafting, right, I can start planning during the break.
On
the
KISS message board? That's what you'll be working on?
There's no planning.
No. Are you going to be involved in this today? Are you going to be on Facebook like you were all day during your previous job?
Trying to stay awake.
Wow.
That was a good comeback, dude.
That was a good comeback for both of you guys. That was a good comeback for both of you guys.
You joke with the people you love.
Yeah. There's just some truth into it, too, you know? There's just that the ounce of truth that makes it all the more harsher.
Well, you know, sometimes if you know people are going to fire, you got to fire back. So.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm with you. All right.
What's your email, Sussman? Well, you probably shouldn't say that on
air. I'm not going to say that on air.
Might have somebody else sitting in the studio.
You might.
I know, right?
with a weapon, probably.
Yeah.
I do want to talk before we get into this weekend, and when we draft, as we draft, is there any time limit on these picks? We do our own picks.
I don't do this. I don't want no stuff. So this would be like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And his mind is only 5 teams, so it's going to snake back around very quickly.
No, I understand. Thank you. I do want to just essentially go over these 4 games and break them down one last time, make our predictions. We're going to do that. Then we're going to draft, talk a little baseball. Bull Riders is my line. We had a fun day planned, but before we do that, I do want to talk a little bit of the NBA before we get into any of that. And that starts here with last night's fun game, right, between the Rockets and the Thunder. As you said at the top, Scotty, Russell Westbrook put up close to 50 points. Was not enough. Rockets defeated the Thunder 118-116. It was that close. Oklahoma City came storming back in the fourth quarter. Nene hits a couple of late free throws, and that does it for them. But James Harden wins this round, Scotty.
Yeah, James Harden, his team does get the victory, but, you know, it's interesting, as Tony was talking about on the Fantasy News Desk this morning, about how Harden has went, you know, from like the third guy in Oklahoma City to now basically, you know, being the kingpin of the Rockets. And, you know, who would actually win in the MVP race here, because, you know, Harden is getting all these assists and everything and posting all these triple-doubles in it, but, you know, Westbrook is basically carrying the team on his back. He scored 36 of the team's first 56 points last night. You know, a terrific game for him. Unfortunately, you know, he missed that key three-pointer down the stretch and, you know, was very prickly with Porter about it afterwards.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. We give you the final stats from all of Russell Westbrook. 49 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Jimmy Harden, you know, we can call him Jimmy. 26, 12, and 8, 6 turnovers. Tony, what wound up being the move last night? Obviously, Westbrook scored more points. Did they hit value? How did it go last night in DFS?
Yeah. Yeah, I won the one tournament I played in last night, and I had Harden. And, okay. He was the only guy, I don't know, Westbrook, sorry, I had Westbrook. He was the only guy that I had from that game. As you look at it, you get marvel at what Russell Westbrook's got to be doing right now. Because you can actually make the case, like last night, he was double covered, and everybody else was on the other side of the court. And you're like, man, give it up. You got 2 guys on you. Somebody's open. But who the hell is he going to pass the ball to? Like, it's amazing what he's doing. Steven Adams wasn't on the court last night. Late in that game, which shocked me, He's been playing there. Enos Kanter, in 22 minutes of play, put together another big effort.
Yep, 2 games in a row.
For Oklahoma City Thunder. He's put together some good efforts, but there's just no other reliable play. Robeson did a great job defensively last night on James Harden. Harden still put up those great numbers, but Robeson had 2 key blocks in that game. And that game went back and forth. Oklahoma City was up by 14 in the first half of that game. Then Houston pulled away, and they went back and forth there. I'll tell you, I really like what Harden's doing, incorporate everybody. And he'll never show up in the stat sheet, but Patrick Beverley might be the most important player other than Harden on that Rockets team.
Yeah, Beverley is just a fantastic defender, and he has been a fantastic defender his entire year. I know he's battling that sore wrist still. But Beverly's numbers, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. As you said, not showing up in the box score, just how important he is. And Eric Gordon off the bench, you talked about how Houston came back from a disadvantage in the first quarter. You know, blew it open a little bit in the second quarter. A lot of that is Eric Gordon, right? Finishes with 22, 5, and 3. He's just been tremendous this year.
He's on the pace to have over 300 three-pointers. It would be the second time in the history of the NBA. So he's going basically uncharted territory when it comes to three-pointers. And people lose sight of him because he's not starting. But he's playing 30 minutes a game. And it's funny, on our season-long fantasy teams that I play with Mike Florio,
yes.
I'm second place. I start 4 Rockets, everyone except James Harden, who I couldn't get in the draft.
Right.
And Gordon has been an absolute savior. He basically takes care of a three-point category by himself.
Yeah, and you have an interesting setup in that league too. It's like a lot of your guards, you were saying, you know, not necessarily big assist guys, but you look for the big men with assist guys. And I heard a very interesting conversation between you and Mike. You're talking about, you know, these big men that get assists, including Draymond Green.
Yeah, people don't realize Draymond Green's 5th in the league in assists, right? And I was able to draft him in the 3rd round. So he gets 7.5 assists. I'm in 2nd place in assists. And yet I have Collison as a guard. I have Rubio as a guard. And Rue Holiday. Not any of the big names that you would think are assists there. But I get assists from Kyle Anthony Towns. And I also get assists from Al Horford. And they were a great job last night, I thought, by the NBA with Shaq and Charles Barkley in between. And going back and forth at each other. And then Gary Payton and Kevin Garnett were brought in earlier, and Gary Payton basically talked about the NBA, how the league has changed to a God-oriented league, and he can't comprehend what these guys do because they're score-first guys. When Gary Payton was playing, and everything was to get the ball down low to Shaq, get the ball down low to Charles Barkley, and that he doesn't equate the play with Russell Westbrook and James Harden and how they play today.
That's very interesting because I remember when I first started watching the NBA in the 80s, like, it was a very big man driven league. And they felt like you couldn't win without a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or a Moses Malone. And, you know, then you had guys like Patrick Ewing and the Twin Towers. But, you know, the game has evolved now to where, you know, it is more of a guard-driven league.
You know, I honestly just thought, Scott, you're going to think that what I thought when Tony was explaining the guard oriented lead, I thought for a brief moment you said God oriented league, and I was like, you know what, you're right, it is really a God oriented league. To your point.
How so? I'd like to hear.
You got all these people just relying on the big man upstairs, and you know, they thank him a lot.
Okay.
So that's why I thought Tony was going with that.
They do thank him a lot. Yeah.
God or God.
They do thank him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like none of them go to church, I bet, either.
Corey?
I'm sending them to leave. What's up? I know. I think some of them get out to church on Sunday, but they're rooted in.
They go to Joel's
something
church.
Interesting.
they make donations. They make donations to Joel's church when they're
Joel.
In Houston. Joel is out, but I'm a Joel guy.
Yeah,
me too.
Anymore.
Yeah. I tried to interview Greg Monroe before the game, but I couldn't talk to him before the game. I talked to him after the game. I said, Greg, do you have a minute? He goes, not right now. I have to go to chapel.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's nice. Every team is a team chaplain. That's a true thing.
Yeah, he's praying to God that Jason Kidd would
football
put him in the
football and baseball, they do, too. If you're media and you're at a major league game on a Sunday afternoon, some of the players are not available because they go to the Mass.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. I wonder what Joel Osteen would cost for the Houston Astros to bring him in.
He probably wouldn't charge him anything because he's an Astros fan.
Oh, come on.
He might do it for
$40 million.
Yeah, he might do it for a day for free. Yeah. But if he's going to be the chaplain traveling
with regular
them,
chaplain? Yeah. I was talking about a one-time
thing. He's going to want his own plane. He's not going to travel with the team. He's going to want a suite at every ballpark for him and his wife. Trust me.
We'll talk
I'm
more.
I'm sure he'll give a lot of that money to charity.
I'm sure he will.
Oh, yeah.
The Joel Osteen
or
charity.
Or build another fireplace.
No confidence in our leaders here at Tony.
Oh, believe me, I have no confidence in our leaders.
That's a leader? What's he leading?
He's leading
a man of, he's a man of God, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Ay-ay-ay. You know what? This really is a God. This is a God-oriented show now, Tony.
This Greg's going to be going, oh, God.
Jake is next.
Let's take a break. Let's talk more NBA on the other side, including hearing from the aforementioned Greg Monroe after he saw the chaplain, as well as Malcolm Brogdon. We'll also talk to you at 844-843-6879. This is the Roto Experts of the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. On the Roto Experts in the Morning. Greg Sussman, Corey Parsons, Tony Sincotta, Scott Engel with you. Talking a little NBA tonight. The Knicks and the Bucks complete their home and home. And one person, Scotty, you told me you were interested in getting in that lineup tonight potentially is your boy Greg Monroe.
Yeah, Tony was mentioning actually on the previous show about you know what a good value Monroe will be tonight. Tony, what was his price for tonight?
$5,800 on DraftKings tonight against Joaquin Noah. Hey, just the
yeah 18
the
points
have
18 points and nine yeah. rebounds against the Knicks the other night, and they had a lot of trouble with him on the interior, Tony.
Yeah, just the whole religious thing to cap it off. Didn't the Beatles have their own clergyman? Wasn't Rabbi Shankar one of their people?
I don't remember.
I don't have any information.
I think they had. Sure. I got to look that up.
Trust
you. The Beatles. I think. Like. I guess it is. This religion is part of a lot of these things.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But Greg, like yes. Monroe and Malcolm Brogdon have a terrific on-court relationship, it seems.
Oh, well, I'm excited to hear about it. First, after he talked to the chaplain, he talked to you, Scott Engel. Let's hear what he had to say.
Scott Engel with Greg Monroe. Greg, this team has the best field goal percentage in the East and most points in the paint in the league. Do you feel like you know that was the key, like down the stretch, especially when you guys came back in the fourth quarter?
Definitely. We definitely know as a team that our strength is getting into the paint, getting to the basket. So tonight we just did a good job of sticking with it, and we just fought. And then obviously, you know, Giannis, he did what. What great players do, what all stars do, and made a big shot at the end. So, you know, I think as a team, we did a great job of fighting.
Malcolm Brogdon, you know, you guys worked again real good tonight. You looked pretty on the fast break again. Can you explain why you have such good chemistry with him?
Just a smart player, a solid player. And, you know, he's always in the right position. You know, I think everybody on the team is doing a good job of trying to be unselfish. So we're just playing off each other. You know, me and him play a lot on the second team. So, you know, just having that chemistry, practicing in games, building it day by day, just knowing where he's going to be and him knowing where I'll be.
You feel like you're playing some like the best all-around ball of your career, like you're playing even better defensively and moving the ball?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I feel comfortable in the system defensively. And then offensively, I know, I mean, it's a free-flowing offense. People are moving. Everybody touches it. So, you know, everybody's comfortable, I believe. But I definitely feel good at where I'm at right now.
There you go. There you go. That's Greg Monroe, of course, you spoke to.
Yeah, Greg Monroe. That was a season-high 18 points against the Knicks, who they faced tonight. He's averaging 16 points, 9.3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals, while shooting 60.6% from the field in 30.6 minutes per game over his last 3, and in the previous 30, 9.7 points and 6.5 boards in 19.4 minutes per contest. The Jason Kidd bumped him to that second unit because he said, we really don't need a player with your profile really on that first unit. And he's playing some of the most efficient basketball of his career. He's more involved defensively, which always seemed to be an issue coming into this year. He's running the floor more. Like, the field goal percentage down by the basket is down more, but all his other measurables, like his moving the ball, assists, steals, on a per minute basis, he's doing better than ever before, they're saying. And there's a lot of rumors about him being traded, but some of the Bucks beat guys like, that this might not be a good move because how well he's operating that second unit.
As we know, he was really pissed off when he got sent to the bench last year. He was this big time signing in Milwaukee. Kidd sends him to the bench. I know us fantasy owners, Tone, had no idea what Jason Kidd was thinking.
No, and it's just, we talked about it earlier in the show, right? It's just how things have changed now in the NBA.
Yep.
When you look at him playing the center position, and you have Antetokounmpo out there, you got Jabari Parker, and back then you had Chris Middleton as well, right? There was only so much to go around, so he cleans up on that second unit, he becomes a scoring option there, and I get it. I'll tell you what, there were times, though, when John Hanson was playing way too much. I talked about it on the show this morning.
Right.
He's actually intriguing when he's so cheap, because he sometimes gets 20 minutes of play and he can't figure out how he gets it out there. But Monroe, absolutely the better player.
Monroe is a better, absolutely better player, yeah. No question. But as you said, different NBA, different style. One of those people whose style does fit in the NBA is Malcolm Brogdon, who came in from Virginia as a rookie, and he was on the bench. He was getting a little bit of minutes, and Matthew Dellavedova goes down, and Brogdon has been elevated to the starting point guard role, and he's really shined. And we talked a little bit about him yesterday on the show, and you, Scotty, got an opportunity to talk to him after the game on Wednesday night.
Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Malcolm Brogdon of the Milwaukee Bucks. Malcolm, you and Greg Monroe again tonight, whipping it back and forth in the fast break. Can you explain why you guys have such a great on-court relationship?
Me and Greg are guys that came from programs, I think college programs that were, based on, IQ, making good decisions, passing. So I think we gel that way, but we also gel off the court. We like each other off the court. We're friends, and I think that carries on to the court.
You've been stepping up for a lot of playing time recently. Another good night for you, 8 assists. Do you feel like there's an opportunity you had to pounce on, especially with the team needing you with Matthew out?
For sure. Deli is our point guard, but when one man goes down, another has to step up. And, regardless of being a rookie, if your team needs you, you got to step into the role and play it to the best of your ability.
This team has the best field goal percentage in the Eastern Conference and best in the league in points in the paint. Do you feel that, that was pretty much the way you guys were going down the stretch in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I thought we made shots when we needed to. We missed some bunnies tonight, but I thought in the fourth quarter when we needed them to go in, they went in. And, I thought we got to our strength, which was playing in the paint. So,
Teammates speak highly of you. They call you the president because your maturity on the court. How do you react to that?
It's a huge compliment. I try to bring maturity to the game, poise to the game. And, I enjoy playing with them, and I'm glad they enjoy playing with me.
So Brogdon started the last four games, scoring in double figures in all four, averaging 12.5 points, 7.3 assists, 5.8 rebounds as a starter. He was averaging 7.9, 3.3, and 2.2 in 30 games as a reserve. So he was taking advantage of the opportunity. And I thought his first answer was very interesting when I asked about his relationship with Monroe. He said, "We both come from a high IQ basketball background, on and off the court. We like each other. A lot of the beat reporters have chronicled about how Monroe would help him on the court by calling out certain signals. So, they would know where each other is on the court. Now you've seen Brogdon be elevated to the first unit, but they still spend a lot of time on the court together. And, this team, this Milwaukee team, that they have good chemistry with a lot of their top players.
The chemistry is absolutely there. That is a big deal for Milwaukee, who's trying to get better in an Eastern Conference where they can, right? Like we said it yesterday, Chris Middleton comes back, and Jabari Parker, and Benny Ricciardi was talking about it, on Target. And you put Middleton back with his team, and Parker, and Brogdon, and Giannis, of course, and Greg Monroe, if they don't trade him, like, this is a team on the rise, I think, in the Eastern Conference, though.
Yeah, they are. But the Eastern, I mean, you see the fifth place team in the Eastern Conference make a trade yesterday to the first place team.
That's right.
Which made no sense.
Correct.
Kyle Korver, if you're going to go ahead and play. And it's actually, we got a big debate last night on Fantasy Gold. If they go and trade Paul Millsap now, the Atlanta Hawks, it's like, man, they're a team that's supposed to be in it. So the NBA's really become an elite league with two teams in it and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, right? You talked about this trade, which is going to send Kyle Korver over from Atlanta to Cleveland for a 2019 first-round pick and the contract of Mike Dunleavy, who didn't even play earlier this week. Now we know why. It's crazy because it's not like Atlanta is out of the playoff race right now. They're number five, as you said, right? It's like they're number five, and I guess they feel like they have no chance to win it this year despite being the fifth seed. They're going to trade Korver. They're going to trade Millsap. They're going to trade anybody.
Yeah, that's the debate about that Tony was talking about. You know, you got a team that's in fifth place in the conference, and already, you know, they're looking to sell people off.
what are you laughing at?
That's crazy.
You can speak. You're on the air, actually, shockingly. You know. You can speak.
Oh, I wasn't used to that. No, I'm sorry. I'm working on Atlanta, but yeah, it's crazy that they're fifth in the East, and they realize that this doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
What is that? Three teams in the East that like can be real contenders, and then a bunch of
crap.
You know, mediocrity and also rants.
Yeah, but they're three games behind the Celtics, who are one of the three teams that everybody counts as like one of the teams there. So I don't get it. Like, I really, really don't get it. And it's kind of crazy how they go about it. If they are going to trade. And what are they going to do? Are they going to start trading for 5 years from now when LeBron James retires?
Yeah, I guess so. I honestly have no idea what they're trying to do or what they're looking for.
Korver becomes a good pickup, though, if he's available, because you're talking about a guy, you know, replacing J.R. Smith there who can probably play about 30 minutes a game, Tony.
Tony, I'm also wondering.
He's not a pickup.
You don't think so?
He's not going to play. To me, once J.R. Smith comes back, they've got I think he's going to play 20-plus minutes, and maybe only three-pointers. He just doesn't do anything else. He really does nothing else. Now you're going to talk about him being the fourth option at best in an offense. I don't know where he's getting the fantasy points.
And I'm also wondering, Hugh Tone, like, the Atlanta Hawks here, trade away Kyle Korver, going to trade away Paul Millsap, and Cleveland sitting here, and they just keep getting stronger. Like, what is everybody else team doing? What is every other team doing? Just letting Cleveland continue to get stronger year after year. Like, even guys like Channing Frye, right?
Oh, yeah. Channing Frye's a perfect example. This is a guy that it's so funny in his role now. He's become a jump shooter, a three-point shooter. When he used to be one of the best back-to-back, back-to-the-basket players, and now he's just developed in a role in Cleveland where that he fits in that mix. They're going to bring Kyle Korver in just to shoot three-pointers. J.R. Smith's going to come back, and he's going to go up and down. Like, you could fit, like, guys that used to be all-stars now on these teams with Golden State and Cleveland into specific roles to bring whatever they need there. I mean, Richard Jeffers is a guy that stepped up in the playoffs and the games we see there, and then he hibernates for 10, 15 games. It's so crazy how this thing has turned into in the NBA, and where I really think that, like, all these teams are fighting for that eighth spot in the Western Conference. For what? You
right.
get killed in four games. The
right.
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Then
totally.
In the seasonal leagues, you know, you watch these, you know, these possible trades and how these dominoes are going to fall. You know, maybe it opens up opportunities for other guys on a roster like Atlanta's, like, you know, Kent Bazemore, but, you know, can't you really count on Kent Bazemore and maybe Mike Muscala?
Yeah, they don't. It's just like they don't care anymore. They're
yeah, but aren't these guys on Atlanta? You know, they get a bump in minutes. You know,
sure. Well,
I'm talking about it seasonally.
Well, sure, yeah. Baseball's been starting. Muscala, if Millsap gets traded, he will see a bump in minutes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it worth a speculative ad? I think so. Right, with Muscala, it's probably Millsap's going to be next.
You know what's crazy is you got teams like this, like Atlanta's in it, yet Philadelphia has an abundance of front court guys. They haven't done nothing.
Yep.
Minnesota Timberwolves have a great talent there, but something's wrong and the chemistry's not right, and they don't fit Coach Tom Thibodeau's system, and they haven't done nothing. Yet, like, there are teams that specifically going to get one or two trades and could improve their teams dramatically. They're the ones sitting on their hands, and it's teams that are in the mix trading veterans to teams that are already in first and second place.
Makes no sense. It makes no sense.
And then you hear with the Millsap rumors, the type of teams that he's going to go to. You know, like if he goes to Toronto, can they afford to keep him with the Lowry situation? And then you got other teams, like you hear like the Sixers and the Nuggets, you know, can, you know, would he fit on a team like that?
I think he fits, but the question is, right, in the future, with having to re-sign Kyle Lowry and wanting to re-sign Paul Millsap, if you trade assets for him, I agree the question is a fit. Last question on this here, Tony. The Hawks acquire in 2019 first-round pick. That could be the 30th pick in the NBA draft. It's the same as the second round. Who cares?
I totally agree with you. Like, the picks mean absolutely nothing. I mean, the Boston Celtics have had 42 picks over the last 5 years, and nothing's happened for them. I just look at this, and I'm telling you right now that they just basically gave away a player to a team that doesn't need a player. And why teams are going out of their way to help them. Like, if you equate this to a fantasy league, right, it would be the guy that was at the lower standings trading up to a team in first place for nothing. And we'd be talking collusion, but there's no collusion in the NBA. It just keep getting richer. And it wasn't long ago when Chris Paul was actually traded to the Lakers, but the league didn't allow it.
And
you think about it, and you think about it, today's league, right? Like, what the heck would happen today for them not to allow a trade?
Crazy. Well, it's David Stern's world. We were just living in it at the time, so whatever. Take a break here. Come back. We'll talk to you at 844-843-6879. We'll have our draft going up next hour. Stick around. Red Rush the Morning rolls on after this. Morning, Greg Sussman, Corey Parson, Tony Cicada, Scott Engel. It's time to talk to you at 844-843-6879-844-84-FNTSY. Kenny in Philly, you are up first this morning. What's up, Kenny?
Kenny!
How you doing, boy?
What's going on, my man?
Kenny, what's popping?
What's going on, man? Happy New Year to y'all, man.
Kenny. I hope everything is going good for you.
Yeah. Everything is everything. I got a DFS sleeper this weekend for football, but I want to talk about the basketball. Hey, Tony, I was in the same situation as you. I was like 4 or 5 days in cash in DFS, and last night I was heading to the last game. I was only 15 points from first place. I was in 7th place with your boy Swaggy P left, and he went to bed. I'm still cash.
Last night in that game, I went with Ingram. I had the news that Deng had missed the shoot around.
He was only 3,100.
So he went, but I went Randall too, and he can't get 36 points. I actually switched out. I had changed my whole lineup. I had Thaddeus Young in there, power forward, and I wanted to go Randall against that Portland front court. So I changed it up. Randall, he wasn't that great last night, but it was amazing when you look and see he got 36 fantasy points.
Right, yeah. It was interesting. Just trying to get back into DFS now that football is almost over. This weekend, I got a sneaky play that nobody going to be on here.
Who's that, Kenny?
I'm waiting. I got my pencil.
Randall Corn on the Cobb.
That's intriguing.
Geronimo, who recently was playing in the slot because Cobb was hurt or whatever, I think that's going to be the Giants' weak spot. Him and your boy Bigfoot, Corey.
Jared Cook. Jake was talking about Jared Cook earlier this week on the BFFs, and I'm like, Jake, you hate Jared Cook. And he was like, I like him this week.
Closure.
Yeah, I'm going to play something. Because it's only 4 games, you got to get a little kinky, you know? You got to get a little kinky.
Yeah, kinky, so. I know. I agree 100%.
I'm going to throw Cobb in a couple lineups. All right, Trevor, y'all have a good weekend. That's all I got for today. I'll be listening. Appreciate y'all,
man, that's an interesting play. That's not someone I was considering.
He's been practicing in full the last 2 days too.
He's had a terrible season. If any
he's
time
he has so bad this season as an owner, believe me, I can tell you that Randall Cobb.
He's going his eight is like, you know, he normally gets drafted in that 3 to 5 range. He's going to be in that 9 to 12 range.
Mm-hmm. Double figure.
See, you can say that all you want. There's no way a Green Bay receiver is going that late in a draft.
Davante Adams did this year.
People were ready to throw up.
Yeah, but because he had the bad season last year.
But I think people learn from that.
All right.
I don't know. Where would you take Randall Cobb next year, Tony?
I'll tell you what. When I get to the sixth round,
yeah,
and I'm thinking about picking Tyler Lockett, I'll be thinking about the
That's funny. I was gonna ask you though. You can't. The problem is you can't answer the question until next year. Like I wanted to ask you about Ty Montgomery or Randall Cobb. You have no idea what Ty Montgomery's role on this team is gonna be next year.
Nope.
So it's a useless question.
No. Who do they draft? Who do they acquire?
Except? Right. Exactly. But Kenny brought up a point about Randall Cobb this weekend. So who would you rather play in DFS this weekend? Ty Montgomery or Randall Cobb?
For me, it's Montgomery.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I feel like, you know, he's more guaranteed to touch the ball.
Okay. Corey?
I like, I'm sorry, I'm still working on this.
This is a hell of a setup.
I want to make sure everything is right. No,
Cobb's $4,000 tonight, this weekend, which is a great price. Jared Cook's $3,600. I do have Jared Cook in one of my lineups this weekend. But Randall Cobb at $4,000 actually is a great price to get into that if you want that Green Bay offense.
That's what I was going to say. You look at the price of Cobb and you look at the fact that he's going to be a guy and not a lot of people are going to be on.
Right.
I would try to figure out Cobb. And I would do multiple lineups. Cobb would have one.
It's just a chance. It's just a... Just if he goes off, you're feeling good, right? Yeah, like, yeah. Nobody else play Randall Cobb.
If not, Dollar Man.
Well, you just need to get him in the end zone once, right? You don't even need him to get off. That one touchdown, that'd be a,
it'd be worth
a huge difference maker.
It'd be worth it. And I think that's not it's not like impossible, I'd say, for him to get a score touchdown.
No, he has hands.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy part about that is that I'm using Kenny Stills, right? Kenny Stills is $3,800, and Randall Cobb's $4,000. And, you know, if we go back, these are the worlds of differences between these two players a couple weeks ago, right? We'd be going, how do you put these guys in the same price range?
Sure. It's crazy. Just a couple of weeks ago, where we were all at, and now we're here, obviously. So crazy. Crazy how much things change just in a couple weeks. Let's take a break now. Let's talk more about this Packers-Giants game. We'll work ourselves backwards here, right? 4:40, that's the last game of the weekend on Sunday. We'll talk about that game, work backwards. We got a draft cut up at 8:15, and we'll preview all the games cut up in the next half hour here on the Red Rocks for some morning. Here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Wild Card Weekend has arrived.
One of my favorite weekends of the year. You know what I mean? Started the NFL playoffs. You know, most of my fantasy leagues are some kind of best ball or, you know, not really into the... Fantasy is secondary when you talk about the NFL playoffs. Of course, you want to do well, but looking forward to enjoying some football these upcoming next couple of days. Really looking forward to the two NFC games this week.
Two NFC games, the ones that... What about, you love Pittsburgh-Miami.
I'm a big Pittsburgh-Miami guy, too. I think that's going to... But I just think Pittsburgh's going to get, you know, so far ahead of them that Miami's going to be tough on Miami. Whereas, obviously, Giants and Packers is going to be a...
Fun game.
That should be fun. Yeah. And so should Detroit and Seattle.
I agree with Corey. Like, the playoff games are some of my favorite football of the year. Yeah. You know, no matter who's playing, just the intensity being raised and everything. You know, you just see it come out and everything on the field. It's like, I really look forward to this time of year. I put fantasy aside for the most part and just like sit back as, you know, a fan and an observer and really enjoy everything that's going on. And usually, like, but my favorite games are probably the conference championship games.
Those are always good games. Yeah. I know you didn't enjoy it last year when Minnesota was lining up for that kick.
that was a very, very interesting game, you know, because it shows that you know, that you got to execute down to the final play, you know, it's especially in the playoffs. You know, you don't make a kick, you don't win, you don't advance.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anything, we learned.
Yep.
This year kicks on automatic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely
this year. Certainly.
Unless you have Justin Tucker.
Unless you have. It's true. Although he got one block this year, right? That was it? Yeah. One that someone jumped over the line. And
oh, yeah,
him.
Yeah.
That was the only one he missed, I think, this year. Like I said, we'll work backwards here. Packers and Giants here. We talked a little bit about Randall Cobb. And Corey, I'll start with you. You said it's going to be a close game, a fun game. How do you break it down? How do you see it going? What do you expect?
I think I think, you know, you have obviously you have a good offense that's clicking in general right now, going up against a defense that's coming together and doing the same. I think what the difference is, obviously, people don't take it into consideration, but this time of year you have to. You want to see a clean game on both sides of the ball as far as the special teams. Obviously, turnovers can come into effect. If they play it down the middle, it's just about can Odell Beckham make enough plays to keep the New York Giants in the game and make them, you know, give them a shot to win it in the fourth quarter. Everybody talks about, like, I've been seeing, what's the homie from Football Guy? Sigmund Bloom.
Yep.
He sent out his likely NFL playoff scenarios, and he was like, every player, he would give, like, a little note about why he would, every game he was picking, he would give a note. He had the New York Giants all the way through to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, and his note by every round on the New York Giants was Eli Manning's clutch ability in the playoffs. Eli Manning's clutch ability in the playoffs. I get it, but a lot of that was with Tom Coughlin. So how much credit do you give Coughlin and Eli at the combo, whereas now you have Eli solo with no running game?
There's two ways to look at it. It's like you look at New England, it's Belichick and Brady, but you know, Eli Manning, to me, ultimately, it was on him when he did it to, like, you know, basically have that sort of composure and poise at that level of play to do that himself. I think he's the one who actually went out there and physically executed it. But, you know, you look at Belichick and Brady. Belichick, you know, his influence extends just beyond the offense. You know,
well, see,
Eli Manning, when he was out there, you know, he was the one that directed a lot of that.
Yeah, but Tom Coughlin is the guy. But the staff is in his ear.
But Eli already has that experience now.
Well, you
no
never
matter,
know.
Mac no do matter my, who he Mac worries
do
with.
McAdoo might step in it. Do you think McAdoo's going to say, you go ahead and run the show?
Do you think after watching him win two Super Bowls that he's going to mess with what he saw successfully?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see.
I'll tell you what, right now, I think this could go anyway, because I really have been looking at this the last 2 days. And I think we're really underrating the Giants. The Packers are the worst in the league against wide receivers. I think Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard could have a good game in this one.
Yeah, I think anybody's talked about Shepard, Tony. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the weather is going to be like this night because both teams have played in the cold and everything, but I think we're just automatically giving this game to Green Bay. But when you look at it defensively, the Giants are one of the top teams in the league against wide receivers. The Packers are one of the worst in the league at wide receivers. And maybe fantasy-wise, the Giants are the team we're sleeping on.
You know, here's an interesting point, Tony, that you bring up. And a lot of people doing it during the playoffs, and it's a mistake. Nobody's talking about the Giants' defense. I don't think we can forget about it. A lot of people, when they analyze the playoffs, they forget about how much more defense important becomes, and they give all the glory to the offense. And a lot of times, it's the defense that will prevail. We even saw it in last year's Super Bowl when people were underrating Denver. People talk about offense too much when they're analyzing the playoffs, and defense becomes more paramount.
Yeah, I tell you what, it wouldn't shock me.
Great point.
To see Eli Manning end up being a top two quarterback this weekend. I think you're going to look at this game. I don't think either team's going to be able to run the ball. And I really think that I don't have a lineup with Eli Manning in it now, and I'm looking over these lineups and trying to correct them.
It's interesting because you mentioned, Tony, about sleeping on the Giants here a little bit. And as a Giants fan, to me, and I know Corey will scoff at this, and maybe Scott will too, to me, as a Giants fan, this almost feels like the hardest game to get out of, right? The hardest game to get through for the Giants. Like, with how hot Aaron Rodgers is, with how good this offense is. Because the Giants defense, we've all agreed here, is playing as well as any's in the league, right? If they can somehow suppress Aaron Rodgers just a little bit, they're going to go out and score some points themselves and win the game. The problem is the offense hasn't been able to do that. They haven't scored over 20 points in 2 months.
Yeah, I'm going to say, where do you see this greatness from this offense at?
I don't.
I've watched this offense play.
I don't. I don't see it. But Tony's right in that the secondary for Green Bay is obviously their downfall. And as you said, if Odell can get loose and Sterling Shepard can score a touchdown, I mean, Eli Manning all of a sudden might score some points. If the Giants can just score points, they have a very good shot to win this ball game.
Yeah, if they can score points.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah.
arguably, you have two of the worst secondaries playing this weekend in the NFL, in the playoffs. Right? It's crazy. Green Bay and Detroit,
right.
Two of the worst secondaries in all of football, and yet they're playing this weekend. And it throws it out there that, you know, we're talking a lot of talk about Paul Perkins, and you don't want to be one-dimensional. But if I'm the New York Giants, it ain't the craziest thing in the world to just go no huddle and try to go at these Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I totally agree with you, especially with the secondary beat up, because it's not just bad, right? They're hurt, too.
Yep.
So I think there is something here. It wouldn't surprise me. I agree with you again, Tony, that Eli Manning could just have this big day. My only question is, and I'll ask you this, Scotty, what does Ben McAdoo, being Mike McCarthy's protege, mean? Will, who has the advantage in that situation?
I would say Mac.
The guy with the better players.
The guy with the better players. Well, one is Aaron Rodgers, one is the Buccaneers.
Yeah. No, those are always tough situations, yeah. When you have the coach and the thing. And it's hard. I would think that McCarthy's got the huge advantage, right? He's been in so many big games where McAdoo really is at his first.
This is, say it one more time, Tony.
His first real big game.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Go into Lambeau. You know, let's see what he can get done. I understand the playoff pedigree of Eli Manning. I just don't know if there's enough balance on that offense.
Oh, absolutely. But I don't.
You do have to be able to run the ball in the playoffs too.
Paul Perkins is 100 yards last week, for the record. Right. Make a prediction, Scotty.
Could he be that unheralded playoff hero?
We'll see.
You never know. But they're talking about using a two-back set. And the one thing I just like to say is that, you know, you look at people sometimes overrate momentum going into the playoffs.
Yes.
I forgot the stat. I think, like, you know, but there were a lot of Super Bowl teams that, like, would lose, like, two of their last four, two of their last three, even when it meant something, going into the postseason.
No, that team is Detroit, man.
That team could be Detroit. Detroit lost each of their last three games. Take a break. Nick prediction there. I picked the last three games. Draft coming up 8:15 a.m. Eastern. So we're after the morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number two right now underway here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. We'll do a little draft for you, talk about our picks coming up 8:15 Eastern time. We also don't want to forget this. We will have professional bull rider Chase Outlaw in studio. Coming up at 9 a.m. Eastern. Meets my lion at 9:30. We got a fun 2 hours to end the week here. So before, were you trying to ring the bell?
Yeah, I was going to ring the bell. I had a promotion tomorrow at 10 a.m. live right here on the network. Best Friends Forever Weekend Edition.
Really?
Yeah, with myself and Chris Vaccaro. So we'll be rocking it out, getting you ready for the playoff weekend.
Wow! Brand new program.
Well, it's Best Friends Fest. It's a special edition. Yeah, 10 a.m. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Will that be a weekly?
I don't know, Greg. I just do what they tell me to do.
We're all day-to-day, Greg.
Yeah, exactly.
That's reasonable, Tony.
If it was weekly, I may not be here Monday. Knock on wood.
You may not be here Monday?
You never know, Greg.
Why would you be here Monday?
Why would you be here Monday?
I mean, I'm just saying, you never know.
Are you going to Dallas next weekend?
When is my time? Well, here's the thing. I've actually started to consider the NFC Championship game. Because somebody made a very good point to me. If I'm saying I'm going to, because I make sure I want to see them play, I'm basically saying that I plan on them losing.
No, that's not true. You're just making sure you see them play.
Yeah, you're making sure you see them play. If you go to the divisional game, you're guaranteed to make a trip.
Yeah, but my reason for going is really, what if they lose? And then I'm thinking, so really I'm saying I'm going. I don't want to go see them lose. I don't know.
I think as a fan, you would just want to go. Period. You can't control whether they're going to win or lose, though. I mean, what if you go to the conference championship game and they lose that? So it's the same thing.
It's still a conference championship. So, I have not made the final decision yet.
It's still going to Dallas, and it's going for the first time to a playoff game. You're guaranteed to see a game. You know, if you go to the divisionals, to me that'd be the big thing.
I'm gonna look into it deeper.
Interesting. Hey, I'm just gonna read this tweet. Let me know who you think it's from. Wow, the ratings are in, and Arnold Schwarzenegger got swamped or destroyed by comparison to the ratings machine, Donald J. Trump.
Oh, I know who tweeted that.
Hold on. So much for being a movie star, and that was season one compared to season 14. Now comparing to my season one, but who cares? He supported Kasich and Hillary.
Oh boy.
Who do you think tweeted that?
Donald Trump.
Hey!
President Donald Trump.
President Donald Trump tweeted about The Apprentice, his former show. Get excited. All right.
I like that. He never forgets. He's, you know, he's proud of his efforts.
All right.
Hey,
I wonder if he's been to sleep yet.
Yeah.
I got. They're asking for a password. Do we have a password for this league we're in?
No,
I don't see that.
No, what you basically do is my fantasy league. What you do is you can go up, ask them to like send you your login information.
From there
you change your password, and then you can link the existing league to your current account.
There you go.
That's a lot to do. I think even the email was just a link right there in the email.
That's right. Yeah, I had to change my password, but in the email from my fantasy league, it says link this league to your existing account.
There you go.
Oh, I didn't link it. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Make a prediction, Scott. Packers and Giants.
Link these. Oh, Greg, stop acting like that.
Packers and Giants. Make a prediction, please.
Oh, okay.
I've only asked him four times.
I'm going to say Packers 23, Giants 20.
Corey.
Packers 27, New York Giants 19.
Tony?
Packers 24, Giants 21.
All right, so all of you are incorrect in this, clearly, as the Giants will win this game 24-20. Just so you guys know.
Good luck.
Thank you, I appreciate that. You're actually wishing me good luck, though.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
He would be wishing you good luck in the fact that, like, what if he makes a trip to Dallas and he gets to see Dallas, like, beat the Giants?
Except that won't happen because they haven't beaten the Giants yet. Why start now?
I'm saying, well, it's hard to beat a team three times.
It's also hard to beat a team.
I'm just saying, from Corey's perspective, he should wish you luck until they face Dallas in the playoffs, and he goes to travel to watch the game, and then they beat the Giants. How would you like that scenario, to go to see Dallas and the Giants in Dallas, and Dallas wins, Corey? Would that be the ideal scenario?
That would be very.
Of all the scenarios.
That would also be very scary. Yeah, because I got to come back here too.
Here's something though, that if they do play the Giants at some point in the playoffs
next week,
that there can be cheaper packages coming from New York to travel out there. That, you know, you'll see a lot of travel packages out there.
That's why I'm kind of that's what I was waiting on.
I feel like you're not gonna go.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not gonna go.
I think I might take the gamble for the NFC Championship.
That's a hell of a gamble.
I know. I'd rather go to a guaranteed game.
Especially because the Cowboys could lose to the Giants or Packers. That's a losable game.
It's also a winnable game when you have the best offense and the best defense in the league.
Yeah, they don't have the best defense in the league, though. That's the problem. And defense wins championships, right, Scotty?
That's true.
That's right.
That's why you can't get the Giants out, like Tony said.
Continuing to go backwards here. Miami and Pittsburgh, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Pittsburgh has gone up to a 10.5-point favorite here in this contest. And I feel like, Tony, there's a chance Pittsburgh just gets out to a lead and never looks back.
Yeah, well, Miami's going to try to run the ball early in the game, and Pittsburgh needs to get that lead. But we were one of the shows this week. They did a great job at outlining the numbers in the National Football League. There's been more close games in the history of the National Football League. I think this one's 31-24, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, Corey.
Oh, boy. I like Pittsburgh in this one. I like Pittsburgh in this one, though. I like Pittsburgh 20. I like Miami 10. No. I'm sorry. I'm Pittsburgh 30, Miami.
There we go.
Miami 20.
That's what I said. I was going to be like, really?
You're
only giving Pittsburgh 20 points.
I think I'm giving Pittsburgh 30. I'm giving Miami 20.
Okay. Scott Angle, the king.
I'm going to say Pittsburgh 28, Miami 24.
All right. I'm going to say Pittsburgh 34, Miami 14. There you go.
Oh, you got them beating them up pretty good.
I do.
Are you going to watch it?
No. Probably. I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Very badly.
The AFC football.
I want to watch it very badly.
Not doing it for you?
No, I want to watch it. I watch all playoff football.
Yeah.
But Forget it.
What, Greg?
I got this. I got brunch.
Oh boy!
His birthday brunch. God. I know.
Tony said, "Oh my god!"
But no, see, I remember this conversation. I think you guys were. You can still watch the game. You just can't watch it in your comfort zone. I think
that's the Giants.
Crazy.
That's the Giants. I can watch the comfort zone. This one.
How did you have
problems that giant both dilemma. Days?
I have dilemmas. I have a dilemma for the Seahawks game and then the 1 o'clock and then the Steelers game. I have dilemmas. Mm. Yeah.
People got to know that you can't have a social life during the playoffs.
How dare they schedule their birthdays right now? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's but you it. See, I mean, Greg, you have to be like, listen, honey. Mm-hmm. You got to say, listen, honey, I got to get back. I tried that. Nothing.
What happened?
She goes, what do you want me to do? It's my mom and sister's birthdays.
I want you to go by yourself. It doesn't work.
Right. So she says, don't come. And then I'm like,
No. If you fall for that don't come line, brother, you might as well wrap it up. You might as well wrap it up, Dick Hammer.
All right. I think ultimately, you know, you can watch the games while you're over there. And you know, maybe you just can't go all crazy during the Giant game.
Hold on 1 second. This is for my compadres.
Is that up at the top of
the page where it says four owners?
Yeah.
If you come down, it says live draft room.
Live.
That's almost time to head into the live draft room.
I don't see a live draft room here. Oh, four owners. Okay, live draft room. All right. I've opened up the live draft room. Okay, thank you for
Scott's
that.
Scott's already in, too.
That's good. That's good you told me that. Mike Florio, make sure you get in there.
Yeah, we be drafting soon.
We're drafting soon. You want to go over the rules here?
All right, so basically what we got right here, this is a best ball league. The draft kicks off in 4 minutes and 25 seconds. We got a quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a flex, a kicker, and a defense. We're drafting 16 players from this weekend's playoff team. This is the best ball format. This is a point per reception league, kind of set up like an MFL 10 as far as scoring is concerned. So fill out, you draft your 16 players, and the points will accumulate throughout the course of the playoffs. And then we can go through, discuss, talk about some strategies, why we did things a certain way, of how we did them. And then basically you want, you know, the most players playing when you get to the Super Bowl. So it's a lot of handicapping the games as you move along right here.
So is this one of the, do we still have to pick quarterbacks early in this format? How does that work?
Well, Greg, we're about to do a draft.
Well,
so,
I was
you know
just asking
saying?
Your opinions before we started.
Yeah, asking your strategy.
This is not working out for me.
I'm seeing you not in the draft room.
You didn't answer my question, though, I noticed.
I have.
All right, I'm gonna try to.
I don't see Florio in the draft room either.
Unbelievable! It's Mike Florio character.
I've been talking him up.
Yeah. Seattle and Detroit Saturday night. Corey, last minute predictions here.
Seattle, Detroit. Tough one right here. Detroit's in a real tough spot going into this game. I think the only hope is to take advantage of the secondary that is kind of banged up and hope that they can generate a pass rush, which they haven't been able to do all season. That's not the case. Russell Wilson should be able to sit back and pretty much pick this team apart if he's on his game. Give me Seattle 27. You need Detroit coming in at about 17 points.
All righty, Tony.
I like Seattle in this one, 28, Detroit 21.
Okay, King?
I had the exact same score Corey was.
Okay.
Yeah, 27-17.
You don't want to break it down any further about your team?
I think Russell Wilson will be on his game at home. They're talking about they really want to get Thomas Rawls in a rhythm here. Pete Carroll says they really need to do it. He said he's looking to get him the ball about 20 times. So that'll be interesting to see because, again, you need to run the ball in the playoffs, and I think they need to establish that more consistently to take some pressure off of Wilson too. But, you know, the offensive line blocks better for the pass than they do for the run, and they don't do either too well. You know, so that's an issue. But defensively, I just don't think that you know, Detroit has enough to expose the lack of Earl Thomas. You know, that front seven should be able to have its way. Zach Zender is not going to be able to run the ball. Then you're going to see Matthew Stafford in adverse passing situations, third and long and stuff like that. And, you know, with Cliff Avril and Michael Bennett coming at him, I think it's going to be tough. So, you know, I think Detroit backed into the playoffs. They lost their last three. This is too much of a tough spot for them.
I'm about to pause the draft timer.
Jeff, I was paused. That's fine. You can pause that.
Yeah, I'm pause the draft timer. Make sure we get everybody set up in the draft room. Sussman has the first pick. At the top of the page, at the top of the league page where it says Roto Experts in the Morning Playoff Challenge. That's us, Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hello.
We've been doing this for a little while. Up at the top of the page, it says four owners.
Yes.
And the second drop down says live draft room, Florio.
And Tony.
Tony Zincata is in the building.
I don't see it. So there's only three lead mates. Okay.
I see Tony Zincata, Sussmania, Commissioner,
King.
And now we're waiting
Mike
on
Florio.
Florio.
One more game to get to here. And that's the first game. The Raiders and the Texans. Connor Cook, Barack Osweiler. It is a matchup for the ages. I feel like, Tony.
Excuse me. No. Did you ever consider, like, although it was broadcasting, like being a public address announcer?
Some people think that I've been told I should do.
You'd be good at that.
I've been told I should do voiceovers.
I used to do public address announcing in college for baseball.
Right,
and it's a hell of a lot of fun. You'd be really good at it.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
You've been around. You like to be around athletes, don't you, Scott?
it was really cool. Just like, you know, stepping up to the plate. You know, it's.
But I can't do it my way. I have to be, you know, step up to plate number four, Scott.
No,
you'd be like and the quarterback, Barack Osweiler.
Barack Osweiler.
Yeah. Ooh. Brock, you suck. Learn to tackle.
Brock, you suck.
That takes me back to our last show when you used to do it to our co-host.
75 mil.
Yeah. I'd like to hear you like announce the starting lineup for a Major League Baseball team. It'd be very cool.
That doesn't work.
Brett Gardner.
The only works in the NBA. You have to be very
true. Like the NBA has had some great PA announcers over the years. Like Dave Zinkoff of the Sixers was like legendary. Remember him, Tony?
The NBA is like a whole.
Yeah.
Now it's a whole rap concert.
Remember Dave Zinkoff?
Oh, really? They have hip hop shows at the game now?
Look at the guy in Detroit.
Oh,
right?
Oh my God!
Basketball.
Dave Zinkoff was like the University of Massachusetts number six, Julius Irving. Remember that guy?
You got to get there 20 minutes early for the starting lineup.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? He would be like that, and he'd be like Mark Ivaroni, but he announced the other team. He'd do it in 3 seconds. New York, Cartwright, King, Robinson, Sparrow, Walker.
You think of the PA announcers in basketball. You think of is like obviously in Chicago, right?
Yeah, that was a good one. All right,
University of North Carolina Tar Heels, number 23, Michael Jordan, and then in obviously Detroit, right? The 6'3", Chauncey Phillips. You guys remember that?
Yep, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah,
I even remember the Detroit announcer before that. He used to be like, Kelly Trabuco to Isaiah Thomas.
All right, we got Florio in here.
Well, don't start the draft yet. I'm not ready to go.
He's the man.
Oakland and Houston.
I mean, for people that work in fantasy sports, we have to do better.
What does that mean?
We have to get into the leagues better.
You know what, though? We've been doing this on the go, so, you know.
It's really just the producer's fault, not our fault. We're professionals.
Yeah, it's his first time.
There's been some momentum towards Oakland, it seems, with this line, Tony. Are people just, like, thinking maybe Connor Cook can do it? Like, I talked to somebody yesterday, and they were just like, I can't see a headline on Monday or on Sunday morning that says, Brock Osweiler leads team to victory. So I'm just going to... So I'm picking Oakland because of that.
It's amazing, though. They think Brock Osweiler could be worse than a guy that's never started an NFL game,
it's
right?
True.
That's how bad...
Yeah.
That's how bad things are. But I think that's what it is. I think that's where the momentum is. The Raiders, people perceive as the better overall team. And if the quarterback's not going to win for Houston, Oakland has at least a fighting chance. They just need one or two turnovers because it's going to be the difference maker here. Then it gets down to special teams.
Right. Absolutely. So give me your prediction, sir.
I go the Oakland Raiders 17, the Houston Texans 14.
See, you can't pick Barack Osweiler either, Scotty.
I am going to say Houston 20, Oakland 17.
All right, Corey.
I'm going to go to Houston Texans 13, I mean, excuse me, the Houston Texans 19, the Oakland Raiders 13 points. Unfortunately, Oakland's season comes to an end because of the injury to their quarterback, and I think the Houston Texans advance, and they will go to New England Patriots, where they're going to get their heads knocked off.
I'll go 20-16, Houston.
Going with Brock Osweiler.
Going with Brock Osweiler. Take a break. We come back. It's time to have a draft.
Start a draft. Sus Mania with the first pick in
this
draft.
I'm on the clock, baby. Stick around. Find out who I pick. Coming up next. Roto Experts in the Morning. It is our playoff draft. It's the best ball league. You just pick the best player, 16 rounds. And you try to win. What are we playing for, Corey?
Oh, we're just playing for pride. Playing for pride on this one, you know what I'm saying? Playing for pride. Have some content to talk about.
Not even playing for Burger King. Not even playing for Burger King.
We got any Modell's gift cards?
I don't know if I have authority to give that away.
We can get Nando to hook it up.
Well, that's up to you, man.
I asked Nando, but okay. We can get the Modell's gift card.
All right, fair enough.
Scott, sit down. Scott, you're making me nervous standing behind me like that. Sit down.
Scott actually put his headphones on.
Is my last name Parson? Are you my father? Sit down when I'm damn ready to sit down.
Hey, just don't. Just standing behind me.
Standing behind you. How was I behind you? I was off, way off to the right.
You was making me nervous when you were standing back there. I didn't know what you
usually
were doing.
Usually, when guys are behind you, you're not nervous.
Order! Unappropriate order.
That was not nice what Scott just said to me.
Can you start the draft, Corey, please?
Yeah, all right, you ready to start the draft?
Ready to go. Let's
go start draft. All right, here we go. The time.
Timer will start after the first pick. That's me, right?
All right, so go ahead and make the first pick.
The first pick overall in the Roto Experts in the Morning playoff draft, I select Tom Brady. Yay!
Did you pick him?
Did I pick him? Oh.
I just picked him. Go ahead.
I select Tom Brady. Yay!
And then, all right, we got to pause the draft because the draft went crazy.
What? Everyone's
making
picks.
What's going on? I got Aaron Rodgers, number 5. Yay!
What's going on?
Fantasy executive?
I guess the fantasy executive.
Did you put it on auto pick or something?
Yeah, I guess it just auto picked all the way through.
Not me, obviously.
Go ahead and y'all talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to go ahead and fix this.
Yeah, we're going to have to log out of the draft room, I think, to log back in.
Are we?
You got to fix it.
Go ahead and talk. I'm going to fix it. Go ahead.
I will talk. So, with my first pick, I'm going with Tom Brady. I think he'll be there in the Super Bowl. I want my quarterback. Tony, you described it to me yesterday. In one of these leagues, you want your quarterback in the Super Bowl. That's why I'm going with Tom Brady with the first overall pick.
Yeah, that's sort of a no-brainer, I think, with the first pick of the draft. It'd be interesting to see, though, the second pick, because I think in most instances people would draft quarterbacks.
Right.
But I got a feeling that Ezekiel Elliott's going to ascend the quarterbacks, and if he will go here with the number 2 pick in this draft, despite the fantasy executive not being whether he's a homer or not, it's a whole different question. But I think legitimately he could be the number 2 pick in the draft.
I think that can go for like any draft formats, too. I think you definitely see Zeke is a guy that people will gravitate towards because of the he can play a lot of games and he gets so much of the workload.
Yeah. So are you ready to make that
just
second pick?
Give me a second, fellas. Just give me a second.
Unbelievable. Well, you would
I was criticizing everybody else. And
you were, and then you just ruined this.
No, I didn't. It's not ruined. I'm fixing it right now.
It's ruined.
We have done
like
a lot
Florio's
of things.
Mike Florio's chiming in saying it's ruined.
How dare Mike Florio?
I'm kidding.
I've been his biggest supporter. You know what I'm saying? This is how he treats me. Y'all go ahead and talk, and I'm gonna set this up.
I thought it's set up.
Yeah, I only see Tom Brady on the board now.
He's still got to fix the timing.
The
timing
is not easy being a commissioner, Corey.
Yeah, well, everybody like criticized the fantasy.
That's okay. No, we appreciate you setting it up, Corey.
Thank you, Scott.
Honestly, I wish you did it, Scott.
Why?
Because this
I didn't do a good job.
He didn't do a great job.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but it's like he did it like
now
you know,
I'm on the clock.
Kind of on short notice, you know.
Not really. He actually had quite a bit of notice. He decided to do it on short notice.
Yeah. Greg,
when did we decide to do this?
Yes, yesterday afternoon.
Okay. That tried.
All right, Fantasy Executive, you ready to make a pick now?
Yes, I made my pick. I am selected Ezekiel Elliott.
What made you pick Ezekiel Elliott?
Because I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl. He's been the reason why the offense has moved the way it has so far this season. He's been the crux, to use a Scott Engel word, of the operation. So I think Zeke, and I think Zeke has a chance to get you three games. I think he plays in Pasadena, not in Pasadena. I think he's playing in Houston in the Super Bowl. And now Tony St. Cloud is on the clock with 7 seconds left to go.
Very exciting. 7 seconds left to go.
Yeah, my God. My guy's not listed here.
Who are you looking for?
I'm having a hard time. Edelman.
All right. Oh, you're going to go. Oh, there you go right there. Tony Sincata selects
Julian Edelman. What made you go Edelman there?
Well, he wants a Patriot.
I'm going to go Patriot. I'm going to go in a PPR league. I'm going to get a guy that's going to have the most catches in the playoffs, and I'm going to also get the guy that's going to play in the Super Bowl. So I went drop down at Julian Edelman.
Oh, very smart. Smart, sneaky pick there. I wonder if he could have got him on the way back. We'll see who Mike Florio picks here. 10 seconds ago, Mike Florio selects Le'Veon Bell. Florio, what made you select Bell there?
I'm very confident the Steelers are going to beat the Dolphins, so I expect to get at least 2 games out of Le'Veon Bell, who is the best running back in the playoffs, in my opinion. Plus, I mean, they don't have to face the Patriots for at least 2 more games, so...
So you're banking on.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, now, and Le'Veon Bell pick is interesting because you get that second game. They go on the road to Kansas City, who's pretty stout against the run, so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Scott, that was your pick, Aaron Rodgers?
I was about to pick him. I guess the computer picked him for me.
Your 30 seconds ran out.
Yep, yeah, you're on the clock.
So you picked Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger.
I was actually waiting because I wanted to wait until you guys were ready. Okay. I didn't realize we had 30
you
seconds.
You went two quarterbacks.
If you
want to
make maybe take the time off the clock, Corey, that might be good.
You went two quarterbacks here.
What's that?
Go ahead and make your second pick, Scott.
Okay. Oh, I have a second pick here. All right.
Yeah, you're on the turn.
Okay.
It's a fantasy
draft. Hold on. No, I didn't realize there were only five.
There's only five of us on the show. Here.
Hold on.
Oh, we'll just hold. We'll just pause.
So you got Aaron Rodgers and Antonio
Is
Brown,
that who
Scott?
You want?
No, I don't want Antonio Brown. All
right. Go ahead and undo that pick.
Can we take the timer off here?
We have a time. We're trying to finish quickly. We have a Chase Outlaw coming up at the top of the hour.
Okay. I'm going to go. Here we go.
No, you went Antonio Brown again. I got
it.
Go ahead and make the pick now.
Just announce it, and we'll make
sure. No, I don't want Antonio Brown. Why? I keep hitting this other player, and Antonio
Just
Brown
keeps
coming
up. Just say who the other player is, and we'll make sure you get him.
I want Devonta Freeman.
All right, you got Aaron Rodgers and Devonta Freeman. What made you choose those two?
Okay, Rodgers, I believe he's going to play 3 games in the playoffs. I think they're going to beat the Giants and the Cowboys and play the Falcons in the championship game.
Right.
And, Tony really sold me on Freeman. He's going to score touchdowns. It was between him and Julio. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I think those are the two teams. Those are the two teams that have the best chance of representing the NFC.
Okay.
So I wanted to pick one player from each.
It's interesting. You say those are the two best teams that have the best chance of representing the NFC. You've left out the Dallas Cowboys, which is interesting.
I don't think the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. I think 2017 is their year.
All right. 2017 is their year. So the King selects Aaron Rodgers and Devontae
Freeman. I didn't pick Big Ben.
Hold on. I got to go.
What is going on in this draft?
Well, with the timeouts, you know, now I got to fix it, and then I got to go back and put the pick in for Scott of Devonta Freeman, and then
I hit Devonta Freeman, it kept putting Antonio Brown in there.
Let's take a break. I think we all need a well-deserved break here. We'll get this draft set. We'll make some picks. We'll make it easy going forward, hopefully, for all of us to just make our picks and talk about them. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Jeff, moving now. We're making picks. We're moving right along. Scotty, you selected Devonta Freeman, Aaron Rodgers. Mike Florio, you were up next. You went with quarterback Matt Ryan. Why Matt Ryan over some of these other guys?
I wanted to make sure I had a quarterback who I think will get I'll get at least a couple of games out of and has a legit chance of going to the Super Bowl.
Tony, you then selected another Patriot in LeGarrette Blount. Are you just thinking the Patriots is the easiest road? Give me as many Patriots as I can get.
Give me the most games played. It'll equal the most points at the end. And he actually had, I think, he had 13
I didn't want Big Ben.
Right.
All right. I'll pause that.
All right. What do you?
I had someone else selected. It happened to me. What happened to Scott?
Go ahead.
All right. So there you go. That's why. The fantasy executive, you chose Russell Wilson at quarterback. I know we talked about him a lot yesterday as someone that perhaps in one of these leagues you would go after. Why now as well?
I'm going Russell Wilson. Obviously, I want the game this week. I want the situation this week against Detroit. I think he puts up good numbers. And then I want the big shootout, that potential shootout next week in Atlanta, where I think we can see big offensive numbers from both teams.
Right.
Who you want? Scott, that's your guy, Des Bryant?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then at wide receiver, I was up next with a turn. I took the two best wide receivers I saw on the board that I thought I could play the longest potentially in Antonio Brown and Jordy Nelson. I know what you're saying. You think the Giants are going to win? Why are you taking Jordy Nelson? Insurance. You know, if they don't win, at least I still have Jordy Nelson, basically. Right. After that, Corey, I got to ask you this. You took your second quarterback in Dak Prescott. Why two quarterbacks so early?
Two quarterbacks early because I think Russell Wilson is dropping off that week versus Atlanta. I'll still have another quarterback in my, the way I'm handicapping it.
Yes.
I'll still have another quarterback to go to slide into that spot in Dak Prescott. I'm looking at the AFC. I think the position players are weaker, so I can go ahead and grab some guys. Florida, you took Martellus Bennett?
Yeah.
Tony, you picked Julio Jones there. I thought that was the obvious pick. I thought that was a good pick by you. Florida then took Odell Beckham, another wide receiver. That was pretty obvious. And then, Scotty, you took your boy Dougie Baldwin and Dez Bryant here.
Yeah, you still got to start at least three wide receivers here, and I'm spreading things out among the teams. If the Cowboys are going to go to the Super Bowl, Dez will be a big part of it. You can never totally count Seattle out. They'll play at least two games, and Baldwin will be a big part of that.
And that's interesting. You can get at least two ball games. That's why you're making that pick. And that could be why, Tony, you picked Eli Manning. Maybe you think he gets a second game out of this.
No, because Corey effed me. He's smart. I wanted the fifth best quarterback, and he went and drafted two quarterbacks there. So they were running out, and I had to go. And I got forced into a pick by some good play by the fantasy executive.
Well, he's a smart guy, the fantasy executive. He's a smart guy. He can't blame him.
Interesting pick by you right there. So
yeah, I'm going to explain it in one second. I have to make my next pick. I'm going to do this as my next pick. All right. So I just took Lamar Miller and Jimmy Graham here. And the reason I took Lamar Miller, again, it's just games played. I think Houston wins. I said that just a few moments ago. Give me a running back for two games, I think. And I think they're going to have to run the ball in order to be successful. I know they play the Patriots in 2 weeks, but I think Lamar Miller is just their best player. I know he's coming off the injury. Give me Lamar Miller here at the top of the end of the fourth round. Fifth round, I'm looking at a tight end. I want a tight end that's going to be around for maybe a couple of games. That's why I go with Jimmy Graham. I expect to get two games out of Jimmy Graham, and I think he could be good for a touchdown here.
I like that. I like that strategy. I like that thinking.
Okay. You went with Deion Lewis here, Corey. What was the strategy there?
Yeah, I went with Deion Lewis. Listen, he's healthy. I think he starts to get it rolling. I think he's a player that they can depend on, rely on. And we'll see what we be able to pick up from the New England Patriots coming back. Basically, I got to the point where I needed a New England Patriot on my team.
Need it, right. It makes sense. The Kings, you just took Davante Adams, King. You're picking now as well. What are you looking at here, my friend?
I'm going to see what tight ends are available, running backs, etc. I don't know if I want to do this, but because it relies too much on one team here. I'm going to look at the tight ends
that
are still available.
4, 3, 2, 1. Scott, your time has expired, my friend.
I paused it for him.
He paused it for him. This is interesting. So he doesn't abide by the 30-second rule?
He's on the air.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of,
It's called professional courtesy in these things.
Yes. All right. Yes. I'm going to go. I'm going to make my pick here. I don't want to lean too much on one team. I feel like I'm trying to draft this guy. I feel like, you know, the Seahawks have to run the ball in order to be effective.
There you go.
I'm going to go with Thomas Rawls.
That makes sense.
I was considering Tevin Coleman, but because I felt like he was the best on the board, but I don't want to have two running backs from the same team.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Trying to spread it out as much as I can.
Understandably so. Tony, you've taken about three quarterbacks now, I think with your last three picks. Alex Smith, Matthew Stafford here, and you took Eli Manning as well. What went into that, taking three quarterbacks here?
Best ball format. If you don't have a top quarterback, you can beat people by the numbers. So I'll have three quarterbacks. Quarterbacks have the greatest probability of points, and by not taking on the top quarterbacks, I can get lesser notes. And if one of these guys get in there, even if they don't, I got three games with the quarterbacks, and then get a couple guys that will be in the Super Bowl, I'm going to be fine.
Oh, nice. That's a nice job by you. All right. So I am on the clock here now, and I'm looking to see who I want to pick. So I'm going to.
You got back to back picks.
I got back to back picks.
You want me to pause
now.
It for you?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I give you the same professional courtesy.
I'm going to be professional here. I'm going to take the age of Latavius Murray. So no matter who wins that game, I have the starting running back, right? Latavius Murray or Lamar Miller. That's my thought process there. I'm guaranteed one of them. And if the other one. You know what? Ooh, that's pretty good. There's a good picks out there. Give me the revenge game narrative, Scotty.
Oh, Golden Tate off the board.
Give it to me, baby! I was going to go a different direction, but I kind of like the revenge game in PPR.
Revenge game in the PPR, but you're looking at one game, though, Greg.
I understand.
You good with that?
Hey, he's going to load me up, my man.
All right, he's going to
load
you up.
Me up.
If you like to be loaded up, go right ahead.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead right here in my pick. I'm going to jump on Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focusing on that final four.
Yeah.
My final four of Dallas, Green Bay, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the that's a good pick.
Oh, that's a good pick, Tony.
Yeah, that's a good pick right there by Tony. Tony's
a guy, a kicker in the seventh round, Steven Goskowski. We talked yesterday about how important kickers could be. If you get one that goes the whole way, plays a ton of games, you go out and grab Goskowski. That was a good pick.
Yeah, I was looking at the New England Patriots situation. I look at the kicker there, and if I can get 10 points each week, it adds up. We're going to get at least 30 points from, I think, minimum. So I think I'll be all right there with that pick.
I really like that pick. Florio, you took the guy that I consider taking in my spot, Njay Ajayi. Expecting another 200-yard outing from him?
No, but I actually really liked your reasoning of taking Miller and Murray, so now I have Bell and Ajayi, so I figure I will get one of those guys to advance.
I like that. I actually thought about that. And then the King, I liked your two picks. You talked about Tevin Coleman just a few moments ago. You end up getting him now a round later, and you got Malcolm Mitchell, your boy.
Yeah, it's tough. The Falcons do go to the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game. I could use both. Malcolm Mitchell, you got to get a Patriot, and I think he's a potential big guy, play guy in the playoffs for them.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Malcolm Mitchell, he has been scoring. Did miss week 17, but I can't imagine week 17 was, you know, if he was if it's the playoffs, he probably plays, right, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the only problem is, without getting into too much, is that I wonder how much of a dent Michael Floyd's going to make to these wide
receivers. Do you think it's possible? Do you think it makes a significant
I thought it was impossible 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And then that final game, I was just shocked at how well he played and how much of a part of that offense he was.
Mm. Patriot way.
Speaking of the Patriot way, I'll take my Patriot here.
You got a Patriot on your mind?
New England Patriots defense. How about that,
okay.
Huh?
All right.
Take the New England Patriots defense. And this is a PPR, right? We're only talking about one, you know, it's only 1 week. I might get some points from this guy, but I kind of like Jarvis Landry in the PPR. It's PPR, right?
Yeah, it's PPR.
Kind of what Jarvis Landry does.
Point per reception league.
Now, Tony, I took the Patriots defense because you took the Steven Goskowski, and I like that. Does it make sense for what I did?
Yeah, I was actually considering coming back with that Patriots defense, so yeah.
I literally just copied you because I thought it made sense.
I have a question about defenses. Is it just defenses or defense and special teams?
Corey.
Come on, man.
It's DST. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure.
The way we've been doing it for 16 weeks, Florio.
As Florio,
you know, I've been riding for this kid, Florio, and now he's starting to scare me.
No, that's going to affect. You'll see.
That's going to affect his next pick when he takes the Kansas City Chiefs and gets Tyreek Hill, is why he's asking.
Oh, that's why you're asking. Yeah, me, if he does do something, it's crazy as that is.
I didn't take the Steelers.
You did not take the Steelers defense?
No,
he's the youngest one out of all of us. And he acting like
he
wants
the Chiefs defense, so we all saw that coming.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill, man. He's going to return one, and I'm going to get all those points.
It makes sense. I like the Sterling Shepard pick, Tony.
Hold on, we got
all down to that Green Bay game. They could escape with a win.
Yeah.
We have to pause the draft.
Because
we got to undo, because Florio got the wrong defense.
Yeah, I do like that, Tony. I think it makes sense. Florio. I looked at Sterling Shepard. It was between him and Jarvis Landry. In the PPR, that's the reason I went Landry.
All right, go ahead, Florio. You're back on the clock. He's the youngest
there
one.
There we go. For some reason, every time I have something clicked, if someone gets picked, it just automatically puts it back to whatever.
Right. Whatever you say that.
So now we got the King on the board. Scott, a nice pick of Jason Witten right there. I like that one.
Yeah, I needed a tight end at that point.
Yeah, and you have the back-to-back here.
Going with Kenny Sleeper.
Wow, Randall Cobb makes the lineup here. I want this guy. This guy's good. I'm in the queue. Why Randall Cobb here?
I just feel like, you know, there's a possibility, you know, getting deeper here. Maybe somebody could step forth in the playoffs with a lot of experience here.
Ooh, this guy's good, too. I'm feeling, oh, Tony, I literally just put that guy on my queue as you take Zach Zenner.
It's getting thin in the running back position, so you got to make a move sooner or later, right? I need some running backs here.
All right, you need some running backs. You're trying to load up here. This guy's not bad either. Trying to load up, and just in case guys get eliminated, you want to make sure you have some running backs to fill their spot. That's how you end up with Zach Zenner, who I think could get in the end zone this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking at one game, but I, you know what? Even if he doesn't, I think that in a PPR league, he's going to get 3 or 4 catches.
Right.
So I think it pays off there even without getting into the end zone.
That's the wrong pick. I gotta
you
go
didn't
back.
Want Eli Rogers?
No, I didn't want Eli
You like
Rogers.
Eli Rogers.
I'm an Eli Rogers guy, but that's for next season. That's not for the playoff time.
All right, so for the playoff time, who's your guy here?
I'm going with Michael Crabtree. What do you mean, no?
It was my guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Greg. I need a wide receiver that can go this weekend. Crabtree, you know, is not pretty situation, but they should, you know, with the rookie quarterback and right. all this, the backup making his first start and against the best defense, it's going to be tough. But at least that's a wide receiver I could throw out there this week.
I'll donate my next pick, or it's for Scott Engel. There we go. Let me pick him up. Yeah, that's him.
Chris Hogan.
I'll take Chris Hogan, the 17th Patriot off the board. I'll take Chris Hogan. And Tony, you talk about these running backs that are going fast and furious, and you've been so high on this one guy, Corey, but I'm going to take him now.
Who's that?
Sharkendrick West in that PPO. You like Shark?
Yeah, Shark West. I think that's a good play right there. That's where I was. That's another place I was looking at going if I wasn't trying to get some players for this week. Did you make the pick, though, Greg?
I made the pick. It's in there.
Okay, so Chris Hogan and Sharkendrick West are the two guys you go with.
Mm-hmm. And that leads you to be up next here. Quickly, around 11, only 5 rounds to go here. We're rocking and moving now.
That was kind of the point of the exercise, was to get it done as quickly as possible while we make the content. So so right now I'm coming back up and I need to pause the draft because
professional courtesy, right, Tony?
Professional courtesy.
Yeah, professional courtesy. Guys can't talk and they can't
talk and draft at the same time.
Yeah, well, you know, talking and drafting at the same time is a difficult task. We all
can be honest, this only happens in expert drafts. Like, I've never been in a regular draft where
I know, right?
It happens every time in an expert draft without fail.
People who say no what they're doing.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'll take this guy here. I got my queue working. Like, I'm active. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you're doing a good job,
Thank
Greg.
You.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. You have any regrets?
Yeah, that's a lesson I teach people all the time. When you're in a draft online, you always have to have a queue because things can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. This is bad. So is it bad, Tony, that I only have one quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who is it, though?
Tom Brady?
That's not bad.
Oh, no. No. He's the exception to the rule.
Okay.
If you really think they're going to go to the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
You're all right. You can only play one a week.
Okay. I feel like if you don't go to the Super Bowl,
you
automatically lose.
Scotty just
Well, hey. You know what I mean? Life's a risk.
Yeah, you're right. Life's a risk. I'm trying to risk it all here.
Like, if you had Matt Stafford as your only quarterback, that would be a problem.
Right. Well, that's good to know. Scott, you sniped Mike Florio. He was upset with that.
Oh, well. Gotta be ready with another pick.
My guy is not available.
Who's your guy?
Gotta be ready with another
Michael
pick.
Crabtree.
Michael Crabtree.
Michael Crabtree was taken. Are you kidding me?
Oh, he's on my... You could come look at it. He's on my player available.
We're giving you Eli Rogers. Eli Rogers.
Refresh your praise. You took Eli Rogers. Oh, Florio, sometime you got to bite the bullet, young fella.
Man, I'm sorry.
There's nothing on this but a Modell's gift card. Tony is on the clock
now.
Up.
Tony Zincata, he's
Mohamed Sanu, wide receiver 2 in Atlanta. He probably shouldn't have still been out there
that's
at this
a pretty
point.
Good pick.
Boy, I tell you what, and then it comes back to the fantasy executive, trying to figure out what I'm going to do here. Let me take a look down at my roster and see what I got. Roster, I already got Dan Bailey, have my kicker, so... Got a couple of options that are pretty decent so far. 10 seconds left for the fantasy executive. I'm going to take an intangibles player right here, and I'm going to take Terrence Williams off the board.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I told you Terrence Williams is a big play player. He gets things done in the big spotlight. He has 3 postseason touchdowns. So, Terrence Williams.
I'm going to take Matt Bryant. I think he's a kicker. He could go to the Super Bowl with Atlanta. I think he's a good kicker. One that you know, could be helpful for me.
There you go.
And then, I'm between 2 players here. I'm just going to take probably the better one. We put him in your lineup yesterday, Corey.
Who's that?
Starvin Marvin, baby!
Marvin Jones.
Starvin.
Oh, Marvin Jones.
Starvin Marvin Jones.
You like that, huh?
Not really.
All right.
Whatever. It's okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah,
it's you. Back on me, the fantasy executive.
You're not good at remembering.
I'm going to take Bigfoot. Jared Cook off the board. Bigfoot.
No closer.
Now I got. Now I have Titans on this roster. Or Jared Cook. And Travis Kelce. So basically, I'm trying to have a tight end that I can roll out there for this week while we get ready to see what happens with.
You can only have. Oh, this is bad, actually.
What's wrong?
I did not do a good job
putting your team together.
I did not do a good job putting my team together.
Why you say that, Greg?
I only have two running backs. Total. Mm. That's not so good. I should have picked more.
Well,
from
this, like I said, we only doing this for Modell.
It's 2017 NFL. Nobody runs the ball.
Yeah, anymore. That's what I'm thinking. I should have put my team together smarter. Made some different picks, but that's okay. No big deal. Whatever. Scotty, you took Mason Crosby and Matt Moore, a quarterback this late in the 14th round.
Yeah, Crosby, I believe, like the best kicker left. Good chance of playing three games, and more in case, you know, they play two games, and who knows, maybe they go farther. You know, I have a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I
love Tony's
pick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that pick, yeah. Tony. Yeah. I feel like you're the best team, Tony.
He might be back
in
by the divisional round.
Yeah, I don't know about that, because I'm in the same running back position as you are.
I needed that guy.
You needed Rashad Jennings.
I needed Rashad Jennings on my squad.
Nope.
Oh, it was terrible.
I needed him too.
All right, so that means I'm going to take. I'll take. This is a good pick. I like this next pick I'm going to make. I'm going to take Eric Ebron. I think he could have a good game this weekend. We talked about that a little bit, and I really need a running back. So there's only one left.
I like that Ebron pick.
You like that one? There's only one. Is it 16 rounds? Still? Is it 16 rounds? You said?
Yeah. All 16. Right. Yeah.
So I just will go with Aaron Ripkowski then.
Rip.
Good pick.
Well, go with the Rip. Let her rip.
Why are you yelling like
love
that?
Love it. That's good.
That is his. That's his pro wrestler announcer.
That's my pro wrestler like announcer. All right, you know what? Before you pick, we'll take the break. We come back. This draft will be over. We'll recap it. We'll make our announcement who the best team is. And then Chase Outlaw comes in studio at 9 a.m. Stick around. The Roto Experts in the Morning rolls on after this. There should only be one Mr. Irrelevant in this draft. I had the last pick, and I made him. This week, my starting quarterback will be Barack Osweiler.
Something's wrong with you, Greg.
What do you mean?
You keep yelling this man's name like that.
Well, I wanted a quarterback this week.
All right, well, you didn't have to say it like that.
Why
though.
Not?
Let me hear your roster, Greg.
You hear my roster? We'll go over all the rosters. Ready?
Yeah.
My quarterbacks are Tom Brady and Barack Osweiler.
All right, so you got quarterback. So you got your quarterback. All right,
my running backs, Lamar Miller, Latavius Murray.
Mm-hmm.
They play each other. And Aaron Ripkowski. That's it.
All right, you might struggle at your running back.
Oh, well, and Sharkhandrick West.
You got Chuck. Very good.
And Sharkhandrick West. Wide receivers, Antonio Brown, Chris Hogan, Marvin Jones, Jarvis Landry, Jordy Nelson, Golden Tate.
Right, you made your bones right there.
That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Tight ends, Eric Ebron and Jimmy Graham.
Okay.
It's not terrible. I only have one kicker, though. His name is Matt Bryant.
He kicks for the Atlanta Falcons.
He does. The defense is the New England Patriots.
I like it.
You don't love it.
So I'm trying to figure out where you're going with it. Looking at your roster,
yes,
three in the back, is there a plan of like, okay, I think I got this, I got this amount of guys?
No, not really. I just tried to pick guys I thought were good and could score some points, and like maybe I should have focused on the matchups. Like you were thinking, oh, this team plays this team next week. I didn't really worry about that. I just was like, all right, these guys are pretty good. Let me grab them.
All right, cool. You want to go over your roster, Scotty? Rasta.
Yeah, Rasta. Yeah, Strictly Roots. Me got Aaron Rodgers, Matt Moore, quarterback.
Please don't do it like this.
He started me on it. I just thought we should roll
with it. I didn't know
you
were going to go all the way.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers and Matt Moore, quarterback. Tevin Coleman.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers. I think he's going to play three games.
Okay.
He'll play Rodgers at least two.
You got Rodgers in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. More just to have the backup quarterback. You know, he does throw deep. running backs, I got Tevin Coleman and Devonta Freeman. If they both advance to the Super Bowl, I'm looking good. If not, you know, I got Thomas Rawls there who could play at least two games and DeAndre Washington for some depth. I like my wide receiver core. I got Devonte Adams, Doug Baldwin, Dez Bryant, Randall Cobb, Taylor Gabriel, Malcolm Mitchell, and Kenny Still, so I think I've spread it out pretty good. Jason Witten should be solid here. Mason Crosby should play about three games. And the Giants defense, hey, defense wins championships, and they have the best one in all of the playoff teams.
So you're going to lose either your kicker or your defense this week?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony, what about your team?
I went with a strategy that I was going to try to maximize my quarterback points every week because I knew I was going to be short at running back. So I have Eli Manning and Matt Ryan. I'm banking on one of those two teams making it to the Super Bowl. And then in the other weeks, I got Stafford and Alex Smith just in case something crazy happens.
Right.
You're going to guarantee me. I'm trying to guarantee myself 20 quarterback points each and every week by having four quarterbacks.
Okay.
Then I move the running back. I'm weak. I went with LeGarrette Blount at a running back. Of course, the touchdowns with the New England Patriots. He comes into play. Zach Center, just so I could have a running back there in week one to catch some balls out of the backfield. I don't think he's long term. And then late in the draft, I try to hit a home run with CJ Procise if Casey gets back in the lineup. I didn't think there was anything out there, but he had some upside. And I love my wide receivers. In fact, I might have gone too deep with my wide receivers. I got Julian Edelman, who I think will play games, and he's a PPR machine. Then I get Julio Jones as a wide receiver number two, which is kind of crazy. And then Amari Cooper has no quarterback, but I got him, and I have Sterling Shepard in a good matchup there. And then Jermaine Kearse, each and every playoff, he shows up big. Hopefully that happens again. And I got the number two wide receiver in the Atlanta passing game there. Tight end, I gambled. I only play, you know what, instead of picking a guy that could stink, I just said, you know what, I'll get Legarius Green. I won't pick up a backup tight end. And I'll lose a tight end eventually there. We'll all lose players throughout the game. Steven Gostkowski, I'll need one kicker if I think he's going to go to the Super Bowl. And I got the Seahawks defense. I think I'm all right, but I do have holes.
Now, Tony, it's interesting. You mentioned your four quarterbacks. I believe. I may be looking at this wrong. I think you only have three. I think Mike Florio is Matt Ryan.
I do.
Well, on my roster, I have Matt Ryan.
Reload your page.
On Florio's roster, he has Matt Ryan.
I have Matt Ryan.
Oh, no.
Got to hit the reload button.
Oh,
refresh
boy.
Your page. Fantasy executive, Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson. I'm rolling them out there. I got Russell Wilson. He can go out there this week. Dak Prescott, I think he plays all the way until February. Obviously, Ezekiel Elliott on the team to go along with Rashad Jennings, Deion Lewis, and James White. I'm looking at potential three running backs in that Super Bowl, in my Super Bowl matchup. My wide receivers are weaker with Cole Beasley, Michael Crabtree, Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, Terrence Williams. Hopkins this week, getting the good volume. And then Hopkins next week going into New England. Should be a lot of footballs being thrown as they play catch up in that one. Tyreek Hill is for the home run. Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams. Obviously, I want the point from the Dallas Cowboys. And like I said, Crabtree plays this week. Jared Cook is this week guy. Travis Kelce should end up in the AFC Championship game. That's my tight end. He's also the top option in Kansas City's offense fantasy-wise. Dan Bailey's my kicker. My two defenses are the Dallas Cowboys and the Atlanta Falcons. Looking at that Atlanta Falcon defense because they'll have Russell Wilson in a hostile environment come next weekend.
And there you go. Those are our teams. Mike Florio, nice job with your draft as well. Did a nice job. We'll vote and announce later in the show who our favorite team is and who's got the best chance to win. When we come back, though, it is time to be joined by a professional bull rider. Get your lasso and your cowboy hat. Chase Outlaw next on the Roto Experts. Oh, hello there. If you're enjoying the Roto Experts in the Morning on Demand, well, there's a whole nother hour that you could listen to live every single weekday morning from Monday to Friday. If you want more laughs from Corey Parson, listen to the Roto Experts from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern every single weekday morning. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.